Kenny Station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Radio check, please.
K4OYM. Sounded good, Chad.
Down here with KO4RNM, Kurt, out of Greenville, helping him getting his radio in. I'm going to pass the mic off to him. He's got a brand new Kenwood, and we just got it in his car, so I'm going to pass it off to him. KO4RNM, this is K4OIM, Mr. Walt.
For RMM, I believe I've talked to you before, Kurt. You've been checking into the net, haven't you?
If I went to church as much as I checked into the net, I would be breathing a lot easier, Mr. Walt. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike. Chad, by the way, is a godsend. You ever heard of angels walking among us? Well, this gentleman right here, he is one. He just shoved his halo into one of these drawers nearby.
I'm disabled. I'm almost 74 years old. And you just don't know how much Chad has helped me. And I think it works both ways. I help him and he helps me, and that's the way it's supposed to be in ham radio. I heard you two talking earlier when you were getting disgusted trying to get somebody to help you with that installation of the mobile in your car. And Chad had to step up. I was going to. I don't know, too far from Chad. I'm up here on Lake Bowen and him and right above him. Glad you got it working, Kurt. KO4RMM, K4OIM.
4OIM, yes, sir. Lake Bowen is God's country. I used to paddle it all the time and loved it. I rue the day I sold that kayak. Now, I know I owe the bank plenty of money as it is, but Chad will probably deny it, but I really feel like I owe him more.
Got that sawmill I mentioned on here one day. I was wanting to build me a porch out here. I got a 30-foot camper that I got my shack in, and next thing I know, Chad was calling me one morning and said, "Well, I got them 2x8s and 2x4s you need." I said, "Well, Chad, where you live? And I'll come up there and get them." He said, "Well, you don't understand. They in your front yard." He not only cut them, he brought them over here and unloaded them for me. And I really appreciate Chad. He's come a long way. He hadn't been in this hobby too long. I still consider him a newcomer. But I'm the net control station on Tuesday night. And after I call the net and close the net out, I have what's called a round table for anybody that's got any questions, like newcomers, technicians, or generals that's got any questions about radios, antennas, and even computers. We got some old-timers that know something about, a little about everything. And everybody is welcome to join in and ask any questions they want to. KO4RMM, K4OIM.
Still clear, bud. I need to close out with him. I got a net here. I got to be the net controller tonight up on Tron. So we got him going, and we're good. I'm going to keep a signal report with him going down the road and make sure he's good to go so he can get up on the net. But KO4NUE, K4OIM, KO4RMM, we are clear, Walt. I'll see you tonight on the net, sir.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Chad, that thing just as clear as it can be. No white noise or nothing. It's hitting the repeater just fine. He should not have any problems. So with that, I'll say 73's KO4REMM. KO4NUE, this is K4OIM, 73.
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo, Mike, QSO, any station radio check. Oscar 4 Romeo, Mike, QSO, any station radio check.
4W, OZ.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, O Zulu. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo, Mike, you're loud and clear.
Well, you wanted a check for your radio. I gotta tell you, man, that thing sounds horrible. You really need to bring it over here and just give it to me.
Are you pulling my leg, or are you on the level there?
Actually, it sounds wonderful. This is W4WOZ. My name's Rod. Romeo Oscar Delta. I'm located in the land of Waz, which is real close to Greenville. And yeah, your radio sounds fine. Now, are you on Echo Link?
4W Oscar Zulu Negative, sir. Very nice to meet you. I'm in Greenville as well. I'm mobile now. I'm headed towards Greenville, which is my domicile. All clarity and fidelity and quality attributed to this radio is brought to you by Chad in Campobello. He is a godsend, and he has set this up for me and made my entire month.
Roger, Roger. I know that guy. He's a pretty good fella. Yeah, I agree with you. Man, I'm glad he got that working for you. That's great. It sure sounds real good. You've got the repeater full quieting. Audio's good. So, yeah, just talk on it. That's all it needs.
Gentleman's the answer to prayer. I can tell you that much right there. He just took this thing and made it happen. And I know there's people out there that saying installing this is really easy and straightforward. I must have missed something because there's no way in HE double hockey sticks that I could have done this by myself.
That, you know, they have made radios very complicated for. Well, for us old guys, I'm an old guy. I've been a ham about almost 3 years. And, yeah. I don't know how to program them very much myself. I usually have to watch something on the internet or just what you did. Either get someone to come over or take my radio there and for them that know how to do it, let them do it.
And did it, no doubt about it.
Well, just wanted to come back to you there. Glad you ever got everything going your way. Hope you check in tonight on the web. 73 is W4WOZ.
4WOZ. I'm going to be checking in on the WK4NYK 2 meter at 2100, and I'll be checking in, trying to get on the try-on 2 meter before that.
Roger. Well, I don't think you'll have any problems. What kind of radio is it, by the way?
Fox is an ICOM 2730 Alpha.
Dual bander, is that correct?
Affirm, dual band transceiver.
I got a couple of them laying around here somewhere. Somewhere. I got a Yaesu version or something like that laying around here someplace, but I'm an old Kenwood man until my Kenwood stuff quits. And I guess I'll have to do something different.
Kenwood, Yaesu, you're in the BMW Mercedes-Benz neighborhood there, that quality, from what I understand. I don't understand very much because I'm new, but I'm trying to do some listening and learn from those sage tribal elders we got around here.
ain't never heard it quite like that, but I hope some of you elders are listening there, over.
We can take from the Native Americans is they had their council fire at night, and if you were one of those young, fresh-faced braves or warriors, you knew to keep, you had to keep your mouth shut because you weren't allowed to talk around the council fire. Only the elders. I think this generation, this young generation, could learn something from that.
I think everyone has their own experience with ham radio. We guys who have been a ham for a good while have. We worked with stuff that didn't have all these electronic gizmos that you got now. You know, it was, you actually had to run the radio and not the computer. But either way, you know, it's still ham radio. It's something for everybody. And, I mean, I have a friend. He's nothing but a UHF guy. That's right. So everybody likes something.
Everybody I've met in this hobby so far has been absolutely tip-top, top quality caliber, and I'm just excited, more excited every day. I wish I'd have known about this 25 years ago, but oh well.
For NM, KO4NUE.
Howdy do, Chad. You're loud and clear, KO4, Romeo Mike Mike.
Is that you, Mr. Waz? Are you in there?
We are, W4WOZ.
W4WOZ, how are you doing?
Well, Mr. Chad, I was just listening to one of your, I'm trying to think of a good word, good stories. This young man said you're a really nice guy.
Try to be. I mean, I can get in a bad place if I have to, but listen, Kurt, just hang on. I need to talk with Mr. Waz for a second. So I want to let you know that I got your oscilloscope functioning, and I would like to know if you can use it. If you can, I will bring it back. It has it's a dual wave. It has two waves, and I got the second one functioning. But just want to know if you I can still use it now. But I did get it functioning, and if you can use it, then I will return the favor. KO4NUE.
Nothing but awesome, Chad. About that. By the way, you do whatever you want to do with it. If you can use it, you are so welcome. This young man who's just jumping into ham radio, he will find after many years you'll have more stuff than you need. And that's what hams do, like we talked about before. But, you know, you always end up with a whole big place full of ham radio gear, but you never use it. Or over.
Three words that I have found myself morphing into: quirky, hoardy, as in hoarding, and a little bit eccentric. You know, my wife says it's always been there, but I have just noticed that our where we keep the clothes, not the cabinet, the dresser, I guess, you know, the cabinet, is starting to fill with electronic equipment instead of clothes, and I'm happy with that.
All right, where'd that young man go? It's time for his turn.
Hear that thing. Let me see if there's any noise in it.
RMM, are you lonesome tonight? Are you lonesome tonight? Tell me, darling, are you lonesome tonight?
No noise. That is full quieting. What do you think, Mr. Wise?
I told him right off the bat how terrible it sounded, and he just thought of blank it over here and give it to me.
That sounds real good. But, yeah, so tomorrow I want you to, you know, give me a call. Let's talk on the cell phone. And I just want to encourage you to spend some time with the radio, because that radio does a lot. And the more you know how to use it, the faster you can get to where you can move it and, you know, move in between bands and frequencies, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, if you need some help with that, let me know. I'm not an ICOM guy. The programming you'll have to do, but as far as, you know, how to keep things set up and where to keep it so you can access it in case, you know, power failure or something like that, please let me know. I can definitely get you on the right track there. But it was a pleasure to meet you, Kurt, and hey, pleasure to help you too. That didn't take long, and nice to make your acquaintance. And I'll turn it back to somebody. I guess you, Kurt, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Mike. Absolutely, everything mutual there. Again, even if we had struck out today, which now I realize there was no chance of that happening. It was great just meeting you, shaking hands, and that just confirms the proof of concept there that a bunch of good fellas, and I can't thank you enough for your help, your expertise, your time, your very valuable time, and the trust, and I feel like I've known you for quite a while. That goes for KC too. So, give my highest regards to Mr. KC.
And I'm going to cut it short. I got to do a net up on the Tron repeater tonight. I'm the net controller there. So, Mr. Wise, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I have got your QSL card right smack dab in the middle of my ham shack. And no others with it, I'd like to add. So, when I get mine finished, you will be the first recipient that gets one. But I'm still working on it. But I'll get it knocked out pretty soon. So, W4WOZ and KO4RMM. It has been a real pleasure talking to both of you as usual. And I will be clear, I will be moving off frequency. KO4NUE, 73s, gentlemen.
My friend, both of y'all have a good evening, and I hope everything goes well. Maybe I'll listen for you tonight on the net. Just depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing. Yeah, and you know it's okay to say the Lord's good all the time. I know what you mean over there, brother. Set me free from the world of laws, W4WOZ.
4WOZ, KO4NUE, 73 to both of you, outstanding gentlemen. God is good all the time, and I have been blessed today. The good Lord has dealt bountifully with me. So I've got joy in my heart. I'm headed back to Greenville now on a much more manageable Highway 14. Headed back from Campo Bello to Greenville, fixing to pass the Lakeview Steakhouse.